Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bizarria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's also the third day of January, 2019. It is 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 33 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. I'm looking for a blistering high of 40 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's been cool, real cold in the mornings, and we're going to get some snow this weekend, I think. I'm just looking forward to it. Not. Anyway, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Israel brags that it received, quote, almost everything it wanted in meeting with Pompeo. And we're certainly going to get into that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Israel brags that it received, quote, almost everything it wanted in meeting with Pompeo. I'm sure it got every damn thing it wanted. This is from the Realist Report. It was sent in by Amicus for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And yet another display of utter subservience to the Jewish state of Israel. And that's it. I mean, common knowledge. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Brazil yesterday to reassure his Zionist masters that the U.S. was still committed to Israel's security and protection despite President Trump's vague decision to withdraw U.S. military forces from Syria. And nobody withdrawing nowhere. I mean, following the meeting, an Israeli official boasted that his country got almost everything it wanted out of Pompeo, once again demonstrating that the United States, by and large, places the interest of Jews and the Jewish state of Israel ahead of Americans, especially in the realm of U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East. And, you know, all these investigations of Russia, you know, Russian interference in our politics, Russian interference in our elections. You got the politicians going over to Israel and soliciting campaign contributions, giving speeches over there for the Israeli vote. I mean, Netanyahu over here talking to your goddamn Congress, talking to every one of your so-called representatives behind closed doors. I mean, but that is an interference by a foreign state because, you see, this here is a corporation. And I believe that the bankers, the Zionist Israeli bankers, own the controlling interest in this corporate aristocracy people. They just, I think they're at the point where that's why you see this. You, what they want it, they're going to get it because they own the controlling stock in this corporation. And that includes you and me. The Algemeiner reports Jerusalem got almost everything it wanted from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's meeting in Brazil on Tuesday with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. An unnamed senior Israeli diplomatic official was quoted as saying on Wednesday, Israel had 8 requests, 7 which were accepted, the official revealed. Pompeo told Netanyahu that the pullout of U.S. military forces from Syria in no way changes anything this administration is working on alongside Israel, and that is the full conquest of the Middle East and then of the planet, because it all belongs to the to those sleazy-ass, what the hell were we calling them yesterday, Jews, those smarmy Jews. Pompeo told this, and but not to mention this blatant ass treason. Even in the Constitution, the original Constitution, man, you don't serve a foreign fucking king. This is blatant, in your face treachery against the people of the United States of these Americas. The counter, the counter ISIS campaign continues. The counter ISIS. I mean, they admit. That, you know, they even, that ISIS, that we're the ones that sent ISIS there to disrupt, to cause a civil war to overthrow the Assad regime. I mean, what the hell? They think we, like I said, we have a memory of a span of a head of cabbage? That the pullout of U.S. military forces from Syria in no way changes anything. The counter ISIS campaign continues. Our effort to counter Iranian aggression continue, and our commitment to Middle East stability, instability. Who destabilized the Middle East? Who did it? It was stable. It was stable before that yellow cake uranium showed up. And the protection of Israel continues in the same way it did before that decision was made, he added. Later on Tuesday, the State Department spokesman Robert Palladino said Pompeo and Netanyahu had talked about, quote, the unacceptable threat that regional aggression and provocation of Iran and its agents poses to Israel and regional security. If it threatens Israel, I mean, that's my Bill of Rights we're talking about there, right? Let's be clear. The Israelis and their Western puppets, the U.S. and by God, that is the truth. West puppets, lapdogs, pieces of shit, goddamn slave property. The U.S. and NATO allies are the only ones in the Middle East engaging in, quote, aggression and provocation in the regime. And that's the truth, too. Okay, I mean, just daily attacks. I mean, Israel, you know, crosses the Syrian border with their jets, bombs the hell out of Syria. Well, that's okay. Because they're the chosen people, and Syria really should be theirs, as should be Jordan and Lebanon and Iran and Turkey. The U.S. and the NATO allies have invaded, occupied, destabilized, and interfered with countless sovereign nations in the region. And, I mean, this is just this is just facts. I mean, everybody knows this. Are you a subject of Israel? Is that what this is coming down to? Because it gets worse, people, including Iraq, Syria, Iran, Yemen, and Libya, among others. The Israelis regularly launch military strikes on Syria, which has almost led to a border war involving Russia, who has backed the Assad regime. And both Israel and her Western puppets have covertly influenced countless countries in the Middle East, all in order to ensure Israeli domination, that little pistol. And expansion in the region. Expansion is exactly it. The whole fucking Middle East. I mean, that's where the empire is going to be. That's the future empire of the world. Everybody else will just be, well, we'll be subject slaves. It's a total disgrace. Well, hell yes, it is. And narrative, the narrative endlessly disseminated by Zionist stooges like Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is a total inversion of reality. President Trump's, quote, America First rhetoric, and by God, that's all America First, as he's got. I don't know how he could say that with his lips stuck to goddamn Netanyahu's ass. How the words could even pass? How did it get out? They must come out Yahoo's mouth. Rhetoric is becoming more and more of a joke, and his administration continues to grovel before his, and that's it, grovel for your master there, you phony two-bit carnival barker. Before Israel, while he largely fails to accomplish any of his America First campaign promises, particularly his pledge to build a wall on the southern border with Mexico, and the people, they keep on throwing that into all these stories. Well, it's just about building. No, what this was about, and the reason that people who had never voted in their lives came out and believed this lying son of a bitch, as he said he was going to throw them all out, get rid of DACA on day one, and then build a wall. Not just, what the hell good is a wall when they're already here to keep them in? And not to mention, like you said, that wall, what the hell is the difference, you know? If they want to just come to the ports of entry, as long as we're signed onto that refugee treaty, well, just when they come up and want more, we want asylum. We'll just keep pouring. They're going to keep pouring in because that is the idea. A slave labor force right here on top of all of these rich resources. Man, you can't do no better than that, people. Land of the free, unless you want to criticize Israel. This is from Mint Press News. It was sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. One state with anti-BDS legislation on its books is Texas, says The Intercept. The bill's language is so sweeping that some victims of Hurricane Harvey, which devastated southwest Texas in late 2017, were told they could only receive state disaster relief if they first signed a pledge never to boycott Israel. In other words, to surrender their first article right. Their first article rights. You will surrender your first article rights and bow to Israel, or you don't get none of the corporate money for your corporation. I guess we better break away from that. That demand was deeply confusing to those hurricane victims in desperate need for help, but who could not understand what their view of Israel and Palestine had to do with their ability to receive assistance from their state government. Well, like I told you, that's a corporation. And I do believe that the Israeli bankers own the controlling stock in that goddamn corporation. And that stock is you and me. The evangelical author of the Israeli bill, Republican Texas Representative Phil King, evangelical, what the hell would we call, Judeo-Christian piece of fucking treasonous shit, Phil King, said at the time that its application to hurricane relief was a misunderstanding. That's what it was. You're misunderstanding it. But nonetheless, emphasized that the bill's purpose was indeed to ensure that no public funds ever go to anyone who supports a boycott with Israel. So they're taking the money from you at gunpoint. And they're actually, Israel does now have a direct tax on the American people. You know, that we talked about that a month or two ago when they passed the legislation, $3.8 billion a year. Will be directly taxed from the American people and handed over to our masters in Israel, straight from the American people, a foreign fucking government. Just like I was talking earlier about, you know, all this thing, Russia might have did this and did something on the internet or something. This son of a bitch is right here in the White House. He's right in your goddamn Congress, Netanyahu. All these goddamn Jewish organizations, these unregistered foreign agents in our country. We're by all intents and purposes, we are Israel's bitch. They say jump, we say how high. They say send your children to slaughter to bring us more wealth. Well, we get on it, man. Our children aren't that important, not as important as the chosen folk. Says the Times of Israel, Awahi, okay, where were we? Oh, the evangelical author of Israel's Bill. Okay, we did that. Misunderstanding, but nonetheless. Okay. Oh, yeah, this was where there was a video inserted, and I looked at the video, and it's this lady, she's a... I think she's maybe Palestinian, but she's a teacher, and she's a private contractor out to teach languages as to the floods of fucking the hordes coming into our country, you know, uninvited, and taking our wealth away from us without the due process of the law, just like the Bill of Rights didn't even exist. Says the Times of Israel, while he worked with the local Arabic-speaking community at the Pufluggerville Independent School District 2009 on a contract basis. She told the news site that the district renewed her contract each year without incident, but when she received the documents for 2018-2019 school year in August, Awahi said it included a new clause requiring that she not boycott Israel during the term of the contract. Now, this is just opening the door. This is that thin edge, that thick wedge we always talk about. Now, pretty soon it'll be, you go down to get that driver's license. That illegal driver's license, legislated bullshit, subjugated, slave permission to drive. And they're going to say that's a contract. And if you want a driver's license, you got to sign this document saying here that you will never go against your masters in Israel. A contract's a contract's a contract in a contract world, in a corporate aristocracy, don't you know? And refrain from any action that, quote, is intended to penalize, inflict economic harm on, or limit commercial relations with Israel, or with a person or entity doing business in Israel, or in an Israel-controlled territory. Oh, that'd be the United States, wouldn't it? Washington Post has Pufluggerville District, which, alongside State Attorney General Ken Paxton, is in the firing line of Awahi's lawsuit, saying the language is required by the state of Texas. This language is required by the state of Texas for all school districts in Texas, along with other governmental entities. Unfortunately, all Texas school districts are at the mercy of the state. That's because you're 14th Amendment subjects. Instead of being American nationals and being the ones in control and telling them, hey, you know what? We own this goddamn state. We own this goddamn country. In fact, we owned a few nuclear bombs that it's time to take care of that fucking piss hole over there in the goddamn desert. And get this goddamn parasite out of our system so that we can live our lives again. And state regulations printed into law. And in situations such as this, we are forced to spend time on state political issues and not on our own mission, educating students. Nor is Bahia Awahi the only one suffering here. The Intercept tells us that because Awahi, to her knowledge, is the only certified Arabic-speaking child's speech pathologist in the district, it is quite possible that the refusal to renew her contract will leave dozens of young children with speech pathologies. I can't say that word, I'm sorry, without any competent expert to evaluate their condition and treatment needs. The Intercept goes on to quote Awahi directly. If I signed the pledge, I would not only be betraying Palestinians suffering under an occupation that I believe is unjust, thus become complicit in their repression, but I'd also be betraying my fellow Americans by enabling violations of our constitutional rights to free speech and to protest peacefully. Well, of course it's a violation. They're going to tell you it's a violation. They're telling us more and more every day. Yeah, we're violating the hell out of that. They call it constitutional violations, but it's actually violations of our Bill of Rights, which this goddamn government does not belong to the government. It belongs to the people. It was forced upon those admiralty bitches of ours to make sure that they always understood who was in control of this country. The point of boycotting any product that supports Israel is to put pressure on the Israeli government to change its treatment, the inhumane treatment of the Palestinian people. Three comments. One is that though the hard left was in the main always opposed to the Israeli state, or at any rate, its policies on the Palestinians, bullshit. When they vote in either chamber of the House, there's not one dissenting vote against Israel. I've never seen it. The liberal left tended, mindful of recent European history, not only to support it, but give it a blank check on whatever it deemed had to be done. That began to change after Shatila and Sabra camp massacres in Lebanon in 1982. Since then, its acts have seen the weight of liberal and center-left opinion steadily tilting away from Israel, to the point where the Jewish state is approaching a position preserve of South Africa. Israel is vulnerable, despite the support of Western ruling elitists, to grassroots boycotts. Yes, and it is only the elitists. They try to tell us, Israel, when they say, Israel is our friend, fuck you. Elitist piece of shit. I know that you're their bitch. I know you're their lapdogs. But it's just like all the other declarations. All the like they speak for us in any fucking way. Like this corporation represents the individual free national in this country to any small degree, other than the usurpation of our original United States Constitution, which they are in fucking violation of. And in dire need of a rope around their neck for being in violation of. Center-left opinion steadily tilting away from Israel, to the point where Jewish state is approaching a position once the premier of South Africa. Israel is vulnerable, despite the support of Western ruling elites, to grassroots boycott. Recognition that for all his hasbara, Israel is losing the propaganda war, is the context in which anti-BDS legislation within its ally and primary underwriter should be seen. And it is losing. Everybody has figured this shit out. It's just like everything else. You got this handful of elite. And it's this way around the world. We love Israel. You're our goddamn subjects, and you will love the king we tell you to love, because you belong to a slave. Do what you're told, slave. Another is this shift in analogies to that much wider change, which has seen mainstream Western media slowly losing their grip on our hearts and minds. Nobody, what were they down to, 9% that even believed one fucking word coming out of the mainstream media? Yeah, it's falling apart on them, like we've said. And the more it falls apart on them, the more goofy they're going to get about things. And the sooner it's going to come to the day when we're going to have to put these sick son of a bitches down. Thanks to the rise of the Internet with its triple whammy of vastly extended choices of news sources, which they have now turned over to the goddamn Chinese, and all those vastly extended choices have been fucking removed through algorithms that put, no doubt written right in Tel Aviv. Too many social media and related but distinct, a threat to revenues for corporate media's 200-year-old business model, a ruling class monopoly on opinion formation and manufactured consent. And they're getting it back, people, because they are removing everything from the Internet that doesn't fucking go along with their main propaganda ministry. Consent is weakened. This poses problems. This is why this is happening to us. This is why our broadcasts are being fucked with. This is why our site's being fucked with. Because you're telling the truth about them fucking kikes over there and what them dirty, sleazy, trashy, filthy sons of bitches are doing. This poses problems for a status quo loaded massively in favor of the few against the many. all the more so when, as now, war drums are beating. War drums are beating. Boom, boom, boom. Like those anti-BDS laws, the war on fake news is best understood as early, it's like somebody in another language is writing. This is what it says. Understood as early skirmish. An early skirmish, you ignorant curs, within conflicts greater, more fraught, and ultimately more far-reaching in significance. Yeah, there's a goddamn war drums beating out here, and you better fucking be hearing them. Go ahead.
You know, Henry, I was reading off topic. I was reading that Hillary Clinton was pretty much in charge of the overthrow of Gaddafi. And when all that was going down, when he was finally gone, she arranged to have all their weapons shipped to Syria. So every weapon that Gaddafi had for war was automatically shipped by the USA right into Syria.
Well, it's just like this withdrawal, Mark. It's like the withdrawal from Iraq. What are they? We have built an Iraq. We've built a Syrian, a Syrian Freedom Force. And they have tanks, American tanks. They have missiles, American missiles. They have all the ordnance that they need, American ordnance. And they're dressed in those American desert khakis. And they're ready to protect, they're ready to hold that third of Syria for democracy. And as soon as you back out, they throw off the camels, throw on the goddamn black pajamas. Oh, the we're on isms going on another 50 years. Get ready to tighten your belts a little bit more. Get ready to get rid of anything for anybody but the industrial war complex and their goddamn death machine. And support it. And if you don't support it, goddamn, it'll be down to the point to where you'll have to, I don't know, maybe to rent a house. You'll have to sign a anti-BDS. I will not build God Israel if I can rent this house. What kind of shit is this? Again, blatant violation. Just like holding up that goddamn asset forfeiture law and that Bill of Rights up there. They just don't jive. And that Bill of Rights is the ratified law of this country, the supreme ratified law of this country. But it don't matter because this is what the corporate policy is. And this corporation is claiming that they have taken control of us and that we are their subjects. They claim it under that 14th phony fucking fraudulent amendment. That's what's got to go. Either it goes or just get, bow down. Get down on your goddamn knees and get ready to kiss the feet of your fucking oppressors before they take you over to the ditch to give you your 40 caliber lobotomy. Another is the shift in analogous to, I don't know what that word, analogous, to that much wider change, which has seen mainstream Western media, oh, we already did that, massively favor a few against the many. All the more when, as now, war drums are beating. Like those anti-BDS laws, the war on fake news is best understood as early skirmish within conflicts greater. Yeah, that's right. That's where we were at. Conflicts greater. It's going to be a conflicts greater because the people have figured this shit out. Go across this goddamn country and just say, you don't have no first article, right? I mean, they're doing it more and more. I mean, a part of the great revealing, perhaps. But still, the billion guns are here. But then again, they're pumping goddamn aliens in here as fast as they can move them in, alien populations, to put guns in their hands to take us on. And we're just sitting here watching it happen. More fraught and ultimately more far-reaching in significance. But one of the capitalism's many dialects is that for all its terrifying instability, it is extraordinarily adapted in its Borg-like ability to accommodate all, or in any rate, most opposition. Not to mention, no, it doesn't accommodate. If we had the power to be out there like Alex Jones has, if we had that kind of power to get so that people would see us, so they couldn't hide us, you know, they couldn't wrap us in a fog and keep us in a corner and keep us, you know, keep the truth from getting out. There was a shit. The people would wipe these, but this would stop and it would stop forthwith, believe me. opposition, not to mention its own crimes, which brings me back to the issue at hand. Given more confidence in the survival of our species and liberal democracy, I'd offer generous odds on Bahia Awahi being granted half a century from now Rosa Parks status. And what a bullshit statement. What a bullshit statement. Half a century from now, I tell you what, proclaiming things are just going to keep on going, and things are going to just politically change because people are going to give the right speeches, and then the corporation's going to start writing the right things down on a piece of fucking paper, and everything's just going to be groovy bullshit. This stops when we stop it, because this is all a direct attack on our Bill of Rights, period. We're going to take a break. Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1240 Pacific Time. That was Kid Rock with Born Free. And Kid Rock, sorry, guy, you were not. I was not. We were all born into goddamn communism. And now we're in the final frickin' stages, because here we go. Bipartisan support for gun confiscation is growing good. Good. Because we know that the whole lot of them, I mean, you take away the ones that came out, like I said, the people who had never voted before, and they fell for that carnival act of Trump. They have all backed away from it. They're still registered, and they're too stupid to unregister, and they will be considered a part of the consent. But, I mean, you're talking about 20%. Man, just fucking do it. Please. The 2018 midterm election produced a split Congress, with Democrats gaining control of the House and Republicans gaining seats in the Senate. The chattering D.C. classes are already speculating about the Democrats' plan to subpoena Trump's tax records and the Senate Republicans' move to consolidate their hold on the federal judiciary. But amid the D.C. gossip, a new threat is being overlooked. Red flag gun confiscation orders. Not being overlooked. Get on it. Do it. All this bullshit talk, you bunch of fucking wimps. You know, it's just that David Hogg, I guess he testified before Congress the other day. Me and Mark Schumacher were talking about it on the phone the other day, or yesterday. And this little punk, this little pissant. I mean, I'm 57 years old. I got a prosthetic heart valve. And Ryder's syndrome. That little pissant could not take nothing from me. I would slap him with an open hand, fly to his phony little punk ass, and he'd lay there in his own piss and cry like a girl. But, you know, they think that's how communists are. You know, oh, my God, we'll hire the people to back up we'll hire the balls to step up and enforce our dictates that we write down on a piece of paper. Get them a-coming, because they're going down hard, and then we're coming for your ass for sending them. But amid the D.C. gossip, a new threat is being overlooked. The Guardian detailed House Democrats' desire to pass gun control legislation in the upcoming Congress. Go for it. Get on it. Ted Duccia, a Democrat congressman from Florida who represents Parkland, where a February school shooting left 17 dead, said this week that he expected House Democrats to focus on bills with more bipartisan support. Oh, you mean they all shit through the same hole, like that other article claiming, well, the left is against Israel, my ass. They all shit through the same hole. The measures include bump stock bans and extreme risk protection orders. I thought Trump already did that by executive dictate, outlawed the bump stocks. Hey, how's that thing with those high-capacity magazines working out for you there in Jersey, by the way? Also known as red flag laws. Which give law enforcement and family members a way to petition a court to temporarily bar an unstable person from buying or owning guns. With the crisis or the cries for gun control growing stronger, what you think you could just write that down and everybody? Well, somebody wrote that down. I hear the calls for ropes and hangings, and I ain't hearing trials no more. Just pitchforks and torches. I can hear that growing. The federal government may finally give in to public pressure to do something. Do it. The public pressure's there. You sold me, man. You sold me. You need to get on it, man. You need to pass these laws. You need to get your ass out there and get to enforcing them. Red flag laws might just be the, quote, come together moment establishment politicians have been looking for, and I'm sure it is, because it's all a part of the plan. It is the ruling elite's plan for their subject slaves. Well, you need to do it. You just need to do it. What are red flag laws? Red flag laws or extreme risk protection orders are the euphemistic label for the gun control push de jure blazing across the nation. It's blazing, people. It's blazing across the nation. With that little hog feller, he's just, they're blazing. I ain't seen no blazing around me. Get the blazing, you fucking punks. You ain't going to do shit. Under red flag laws, law enforcement has the ability to confiscate an individual's firearms if they are deemed a threat to themselves or others. A simple accusation from a family member, friend, or associate will suffice to seize someone's firearms. Oh, there again, get out that Bill of Rights and read me this red flag law, and then read me that fucking Bill of Rights. That red Bill of Rights is ratified supreme law of this land. You cannot, and the ninth article says you have no authority to write any kind of a goddamn law or write it on a piece of paper, try it or do it. You try it, you get shot. Remember what we talked about yesterday? That's why we've gone over to other countries. That's why we've been blowing people up around the world for 100 years now to protect those, because it's to protect our rights and our freedoms. So you can kill for them, evidently. These laws, mind you, operate in complete violation of due process. I mean, it's right there. Of course they do. So which is it? Is it that goddamn ratified law known as the Bill of Rights? This is right there. It reads what it reads, and it can't be changed. The ninth article forbids any authority to exist to change it. And it says what it says. So I guess we're at the point where they're just, like, I guess that day, we're going to remove the second. Are you? You little pissant. I mean, that little pimple pop puke. Come and get them. Individuals can take their accusers to court even though the defendant in question has never been charged with or convicted of a crime. Again, read the Bill of Rights. Which one is it? Is it that Bill of Rights? Do you have those rights? Are you a free national? Or are you one of them 14th Amendment citizen subject to their legislation, no matter if they write legislation? See, they couldn't get rid of the Bill of Rights, so they passed the 14th Amendment illegally, inserted it into the Constitution, and said, well, we could just legislate away with your rights. Just exactly what they wanted to do right after the war. But the people that were still, they were heavily armed from the war, and they were ready. Again, I'm holding it against you guys. I love you for the rest of it, but I'm holding it against you for not going to Philadelphia and finishing the fucking job. This time we're finishing the job on a world basis. All these son of a bitches are going down. Additionally, the defendant could have their weapons confiscated without even so much as a hearing before a judge. Oh, there's going to be something happening. It might not be a hearing before a judge, but you're going to be hearing something. You're going to be hearing guns going off. We're going to be trading lead, you sons of bitches. Because we will defend our Bill of Rights. We will defend our rights to have our liberty teeth that we're going to chew your ass up with. It could take months before a gun owner would have to appear in court to win back his gun rights. No, it ain't. It'll be decided at the front fucking door, sons of bitches. 13 states currently have red flag laws, and I live in one of them, on the books, with dozens more filing their own versions. What started out as a state-level movement in complete violation of the 10th article and the 9th article, and the whole that makes it in violation of the whole Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is ratified by every state. It is the absolute fucking you-cannot-do-it law, but they're going to do it anyway. That shows that they are usurping the people's authority.
Maybe months before you go to trial while you rot in jail.
You want to bet? If whatever happens, if they come to take my fucking guns, it's going to happen right here, and it's going to happen right away. It's going to be, they may kill me, but I am going to fucking fight them. They are not going to take my fucking rights away from me. People died for those rights. People like
He's
that.
He's not kidding either. Henry's not kidding either. Those goddamn guns are sitting right there about 3 feet away from his front door. He's got about 5 of them loaded sitting there, man. Anybody fucks with Henry, they're dead, period.
Don't be giving away free information now. But anyway, I was talking about the article, not what Henry said.
Either way, I mean, people. It's each individual one of you. I don't know nobody in this goddamn town that doesn't have guns all over their goddamn living rooms, in their bedrooms, I mean, everywhere you fucking look. I can't think of a house I could walk in that anybody I know that there aren't guns just right there. Waiting. Come take them. Come see if you can take them. Let's see. Hey, Mr. Little Punk Hog, you little piece of shit, you communist little fuck. Let's see who wants to die to back your fucking words, buddy. Let's see who wants to die to fucking come and try and take the guns away from a fucking American national. Let's see who wants to die, because they are going to die. So you people out there that would, for you fucking communist goddamn corporate enforcers, come give her a go. When we kill you, it will be with complete justification. We will be righteous in blowing your fucking heads right off your shoulders.
I don't know nothing about David Hogg.
All I know is that he's a little communist punk.
Charlie, I mean, this kid, I don't know, just read the article on the site. That'll tell you all about him. I wrote an article about him yesterday.
He supposedly pushed somebody out of the way in that school shooting or something. But then you find out that, oh, he wasn't even there. He's even too old to be in that school. He's a goddamn little communist fucking CIA baby, just like Obama was. And they think they're going to put this little punk up there, and he's going to be the next Lenin or the next goddamn. He couldn't be Stalin. Stalin at least had balls. I mean, the next Lenin, little piece of fucking punk trash. You couldn't whip the wind with a fistful of hammers, but he's going to take your guns. Now he's going to take out the Second Amendment. Get your fucking ass over here and do it, boy. And I didn't say Roy. I said boy.
Yeah, they had a special session for him in Congress, Charlie, and he spoke in front of all the Congress and told Congress to about this under 21 rule, no more rifles. And so they're trying to do that now. And then Harvard turns around and accepts the full 21 program. And he, right before that, he was, about 5 colleges, turned him down. They wouldn't accept him. He wasn't smart enough, but Harvard accepted him.
Well, yeah, sorry I asked. I don't want to know anymore.
Well, I'll tell you about all them congressmen. I know you're listening out there.
No, I stopped listening to all congressmen.
They're listening to us, Charlie. I'm talking about them listening to us.
They can make no law on the Bill of Rights.
No, they can't.
That's all I need to know.
That's you goddamn right. You're absolutely correct. But all them congressmen listening to Hogg, because you're a bunch of fucking punks, too. You've never fought a fight in your whole goddamn life. Your manipulators is the best that you can come up with. Lying, pedophilic manipulators. Think about that.
Just like Trump.
I want you, congressman. Do you think about how that's going to feel when that rope pulls down around your neck and your goddamn eyelids are stapled to your forehead in front of a big mirror and there's people cheering. It's on nationwide TV. Everybody in the goddamn nation is glued to the television. The ratings are off the charts because they're going to want you drop through that hole and they're going to want you do the shit dance as shit runs down your legs as you die as the treasonous scum that you fucking are. You are not touching our Bill of Rights, you punk bitches. Let's see, where are we here? Before a judge, I went in charge with convicted court to win back their rights. 13 states, that's where we were at. Federal level. Although it's true that congressional Democrats are making gun control a major theme. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. We're out here rooting for you. Every free man out here is out here rooting for you because we want to get this shit done. We want to put your fucking asses where you belong in the goddamn ground, you treasonous trash. Gun control, a major theme of their legislative agenda. It's naive to think red flag laws are only relevant because gun-grabbing, quote, Democrats have taken power. Exactly. Now, here's where they go on to, you know, this big divide, the false left-right paradigm that old Alex Jones preached about for 15 years and then became a part of the false right. And with this alter ego, old Rush Limbaugh, trying to be a Rush Limbaugh, fucking slug. You fat ass. As we'll see below. Go ahead.
Obama sold way more guns than any Republican.
You're goddamn right, man. We got plenty of guns. And you know, we're not that crew that's walking around with their pants hanging down around their fucking knees either. You're gonna meet the real fucking America, you punk bitches. Get to doing it. Get to writing it down on that goddamn piece of corporate paper. Write that corporate fucking policy. Get your corporate fucking enforcers out there, because we need something to do. We need to clean this goddamn country up. We need to end your corporation. We're going to put you out of fucking business and your fucking controllers over in Israel when we get done. Hey, I'll tell you, the Palestinians, I don't know if they're going to want it back, because there ain't going to be much left. We will see below, red flag laws have a history of bipartisan support, and when any piece of legislation has Democrats and Republicans locking arms in agreement, you know trouble lies ahead. Trouble. See, this is supposed to scare people. It's fuck you, punk bitches. You ain't gonna see who wants to die trying to take our fucking guns from us. See who wants to die for you, communist piece of shit. Now, communists have never been any good at anything but getting other people to kill their own other people. But they're not going to do that in this case. I mean, that's why they have shipped, like we've talked about it, all these assholes from Honduras and El Salvador and all these places like that. And they're talking, give them green cards and put uniforms on them. And when they get out, we can put police uniforms on them. And they'll go to Henry's house to get his guns for fucking David Hogg. Well, there'll be a whole bunch of dead fucking Hondurans Well, see how many of you want to die for it. Because I've got goddamn guarantee you we're going to fight for our fucking Bill of Rights at all. You're through violating it. Your 14th Amendment is a fraud. Your fucking your United States Corporation is a fraud. Everything you've done since 1868 is a fucking fraud. And you're not touching those goddamn rights. We will defend them and we will blow your asses away if you try to fucking take our guns. Despite gun control, bipartisanship, despite passionate campaign rhetoric, a significant portion of Republican politicians will change colors on guns right once gun rights once in D.C. Several GOP members in the upcoming Congress stick out like a sore thumb when it comes to their gun control. Well, we're going to hang you all equally, traitors, treasonous pieces of shit. You violated the fucking the core law of this goddamn country. You know, when they talk about it's unconstitutional. Is it unconstitutional because it violates something in the legislative branch of government? Is it unconstitutional because it violates something in the judicial branch of government? Is it unconstitutional because it violates something in the legislative branch of government? No. It has nothing to do with none of that admiralty bullshit. It has to do with that common law Bill of fucking rights, which is the people's authority over you. You do not tell us you're going to come and take our fucking guns, punks. We tell you what to do. We tell you to jump. You say how high. And when this shit's over with, there's going to be no goddamn corporations. There's not going to be no goddamn corporate aristocracy, no corporate crown controlled by the goddamn Israeli Zionist pig pieces of shit. Lindsey Graham, the South Carolina faggot pedophile piece of shit senator, already introduced a red flag bill earlier this year. And this is what these red flag bills, this is pure confiscation. It'll be an anonymous phone call. Well, we'll see who wants to die for anonymous phone calls, won't we? We got to do, people, when they go to do this, they'll try to stick their toe in the water. When they do, cut the motherfucker off. I mean, don't play no
what
fucking games.
The right to face your accuser.
Like I said, hold up the red flag law, hold up the Bill of Rights. Which is it, Charlie? What is the law of this land?
I only know one. I don't know what you're talking about.
All righty then. Introduced a red flag earlier this year with the 116th Congress right around the corner. Graham will likely reach across the aisle. Oh, I love that, reaching across the aisle. Like they're really against each other. You phony. That's the ruling class, and the ruling class is getting ready to get buried in this goddamn country. Across the aisle with Democrat colleagues to move red flag legislation forward. Graham has opinion that red flag legislation is the place where we begin a long overdue discussion about firearms and mental health. You're the one that has the problem with the mental health. Obviously, you are a fucking retard. Obviously, you are illiterate because you can't read that fucking Bill of Rights. And you don't understand. You're a lawyer and you don't understand what ratified fucking law is? Well, you're about to find out. Yeah, because, you know, what their position is, yeah, it's there, it's the ratified, it is the law, but well, it's just like too big to fail, too big to jail. If we don't enforce the law, it ain't going to get enforced. You want to bet? Because we're going to enforce our fucking law, just like the people did at goddamn Lexington and Concord. They enforced the fucking law. There was no commander giving goddamn orders. That was just the people. They came out with their fucking guns and they said, no, you're not. You're not going to enslave us. We're not going to be your goddamn plebes, your coolies, your peons, your pissants. We are going to fucking kill you. Following the Parkland shootings, Rubio joined the gun control course by sponsoring a red flag bill along with Democratic Senators Joe Manchin, Bill Nelson, Jack Reed. Rubio has even flirted with the idea of regulations on magazine clips. Well, get on it, boy. You fucking Cuban spit piece of shit. I want you to bring your badass to my door, Rubio. See, all these people that are running their mouths about this shit, they're not the ones that are going to have to face the fucking guns. Keep that in mind. And a lot of the people that they think are going to step up, I mean, it ain't going to be worth that fucking paycheck. I got to promise you. If every house they come to, I mean, if they, each one of us takes three or four of them son of a bitches every time they come to a house, it's going to quit real fucking quick. And then they're going to be on the defensive and we're going to be on the offensive and we're going to be coming for your asses because we've done pulled the triggers. You've done lit the fire and the fire is going to burn. It'll burn across this fucking country like a goddamn wildfire and it will consume every fucking communist one of you. Flirted with the idea of regulations on magazines, raising the minimum to buy a certain firearms like AR-15s and tweeting the current background check system. All are violations of our Bill of Rights. And I know I'm over, but I'm going on down here to Trump administration. Trump, remember Trump? Oh, your Second Amendment safe. Well, they'll touch your Second Amendment and then sitting there, we'll take the guns and then we'll do the due process thing that's in that Bill of Rights thing over there. You're going to find out that Bill of Rights thing is goddamn pure fucking arsenic to your asses. You are all going to fucking die. You have earned a goddamn rope. We can try you, convict you, and hang you and be righteous in doing so by the law. You will be hung by the law. Trump administration, even the executive branch is joining in on the red flag craze. Oh, it's a craze now, guys. This is, remember, keep in mind, you're talking about 20% of the fucking population. That leaves 80 fucking percent with a billion fucking guns. It's a fucking, if they could take our goddamn guns, they would have done it already. Got it? This is just more shit that they're going to spread out there because you know what? They're cornered. Like the other articles point out, everybody's figured Israel out. Everybody's figured out who's running this goddamn country, who's raping this country, who's stealing from us, who has subverted our Bill of Rights, the absolute law of this land. We know who it is, and fuck goddamn, when we get finished here, Israel, we're going to come pay you a fucking visit. And that fucking queen over there in England, and the rest of the crown heads. We're going to teach you motherfuckers a lesson once and for all. We're going to extinct you from this earth so that there can finally be peace. The Trump administration's Commission on School Safety recently released a report recommending red flag laws as a means to address school safety and violence. It's only a matter of time before legislation is introduced in either chamber of Congress now that the Trump administration has endorsed red flag laws. There's your boy. Protect your Second Amendment. Protect. Is he a lying son of a bitch? Standing up there with his phony fucking
whatever that thing is that lives on his head, that freak, that carnival freak standing up there and conning your ass.
They just going to shoot you with a drone. They ain't going to knock on the door.
Do you think they can get all 40 million of us with drones? Do you really believe that? And you know, somebody's got to sit in the office somewhere, and the first time that a fucking drone kills an American, then when that person goes home, I'll tell you this, I know that they'd start attacking Americans with fucking drones, and I see where the center is. I'll go down and watch when they come out with binoculars or a spotting scope from 1,000 yards away. And I'll follow that son of a bitch home and kill him. How about that?
I hope you're right, but I only know a handful that like you.
Well, you must live in a pussy area is all I can say. This whole fucking town's like that where I live.
I'm one.
Well, that's good. That's good. What you're discounting, Charlie, with the people you don't relate to are the 100 million that were taken, that had everything taken away from them back in 2002 or whenever the derivatives bubble popped. That's what the people that are being discounted in this. That was 100 million fucking people. Okay, 100 million people.
Almost everybody younger than me has a felony, so. You know, they can't have a gun, and they just go get them one at a time. Just down my neighborhood, they come and take them out one at a time and handcuff them.
What do you mean, take them out? I mean, if they're not going to shoot, they're going to surrender? Is that what you're expecting?
I've seen, if the people
do that, then they deserve to go over to that goddamn ditch and get their 40 caliber enema.
Yeah. Lobotomy.
Lobotomy. No. That is not, I mean, that's what they try to project, is that is the people, like I talk about, the people walking around with their pants hanging down halfway down there, you know, not down on their fucking knees walking around like a fucking fool. That is not America. I guarantee you, this is some place you don't want to start coming door to door. You'd make it to about the second door and everybody in this town would be opening up on your ass. Not every place. I mean, you live in Texas, man. The Texans are supposed to have some fucking balls.
No, they don't.
Well, maybe.
When the Bill of Rights was ratified, those kids that fought, a lot of them were thieves and murderers. That didn't stop them from grabbing a Liberty tooth and blowing someone's friggin' head off. I mean, that whole damn felony thing's a bunch of bullshit anyway.
And look at New Jersey.
It's propaganda about Texas. We're like number 20 on the guns per person.
Well, I'll tell you what. Look at goddamn New Jersey, Nazi Jersey, and the people haven't given up one fucking clip. And I'm telling you,
they got JD. They got one.
But there's a lot about JD you don't know. I've been to that guy's house, man.
I'll tell you when this breaks loose, all of these gun control, the 1930 Gun Control Act, the 1968 Gun Control, shove it up your ass. I talked to my buddy. It was his birthday is on the day after New Year's. I talked to him. He's in Phoenix, Arizona. He said he could not fucking believe it on New Year's Eve across Phoenix. He said it was just for fucking like an hour. You really think that those people down? I know people down in Arizona. I've got friends all over this goddamn country, and I guarantee you go to take their gun, they're going to shoot you. I don't know. You must live in a ritzy neighborhood full of wussies.
New Year's Eve bump stocks.
Pardon?
New Year's Eve bump stocks.
Yeah, I got to believe there were some out there with their bump stocks just blazing away. Texas, I have noticed that Texas has been just wussed out, man. You've had too many Californians pumped in there. And the fucking people have just, you know, they've went cowardly. Goddamn, Texas used to be notorious for the fucking balls of their men. Now it's, Oregon, where I live ain't Texas.
They're all subjects.
I'll tell you what, when it breaks loose, like I said, it's just going to be up to each individual. Whether you're going to be a fucking Slytherin.
I was in Texas and sitting around the fire talking to all, like 20 people, and I was calling them all, you subject. be subject.
Good. That's what they need. They know they need to be called what they are. You coward. You goddamn coward.
I finally got one guy. He's a ranch manager. I said, look, I'm going to give you an AR-15 lower if you just say the Bill of Rights is superior. And he said, yeah, it's superior. So I had to buy it.
How stupid can you be not to know that it's superior? It was ratified.
They never heard it.
I believe you there. I believe you there. But I and there's a lot of people around here. You ask them what one of the Bill of Rights was, they couldn't tell you. But you come to get their fucking gun, they're going to shoot you. I promise you that. And I mean, it's all a bluff. You never hear from the fucking 75%. Yeah, you see, Charlie, you're living in a different world than me, man. You're in a higher income class. Down here, we're at the bottom with the rest of us. We're ready. We're past ready. And there's 100 fucking million that were dispossessed back in 2008. And they are pissed. And they are armed to the fucking teeth. And everybody I talk to says, man, let's get it on. They need to come do this. Let's do it right now. No, and I'll tell you something else, brother. Once we do break loose.
I'm in a neighborhood where nobody's got a job. I mean, everybody's on the barest minimum.
Well, I don't know what to tell you then. They're just a bunch of pussies. Because I'll tell you something about pussies, too, while we're at it. Once the men in this country fucking break loose, because they're here. I promise you they're here. Once we break loose, they can decide if they're more afraid of us or if they're more afraid of that fucking pencil-neck little prick goddamn hog. Because if you do not step up, I'll kill your fucking ass for goddamn aiding and abetting the enemy. If you fucking surrender without a fight, you're a fucking coward and you deserve to be shot.
I can guarantee our people from Texas, I mean, you don't want to fuck with people like Mary or Katie. You know, you fuck with their family, you're dead. I guarantee you that. And I can guarantee you that I know about 15 or 20 truck drivers from Texas. They're inside the trucks like a fucking armory, man. I mean, you know, the people on the outskirts of Texas, they're Bill of Rights people, man, period.
Bottom line is the fight's going to happen. And the bottom line is
the discussion started like they were saying, a game warden can do anything he wants. He can come in your house anytime he wants. And I said, look.
If he wants to get blown out in the street, he can try it.
Yeah, I said, you know, they don't have to have any warrants.
They can do any goddamn thing they want if they want to risk getting shot.
Just like any burglar can do anything he wants. He's got his gun. You know, that don't mean it's right.
Well, a burglar can come in and burgle your house if you don't shoot him. But if you shoot him, you can't.
Yeah, I'd rather a burglar come in. I can fight them, but the whole way to the
government. What the hell's the difference, Charlie?
Well, there's not. I'm just saying I would rather it
not
be a
me.
Burglar.
Not me. Not me. I'd rather it be one of these fucking communists. I want to kill communists. I want to kill communists. I want to put a void in the force killing fucking communists. That's what I want.
What I'm saying is a burglar has more morals than any fucking pig.
I got to agree with that. Because this is all you got to just remember, these are enemy combatants. I mean, if the country was invaded, are people such, well, we're watching the goddamn country be invaded. And they are just walking right on in. Ain't nobody done nothing yet. But, I got to tell you.
I mean, a fucking whore is 1,000 times more moral than any person in Congress.
Oh, absolutely. At least she's earnest about what she does. I've always had respect for whores. And they're more honest than any fucking politician. I'll guarantee you that. But the bottom line here is, I don't know about your area right there where you're at, Charlie, or how much you travel around the country. But I know people all across this fucking country. Think about it like this. 40 million. I mean, there's 340 million. If you want to count the illegal aliens here, there's 440 million people in this country. But 40 million people that say, fuck you, and start shooting. You know, you have any idea what kind of army you're talking about? There's never been an army like that unleashed on the world, ever. We could conquer the earth.
I think there's like 1% that's like us, but all it takes is 3%. You know, we just got to get them energized.
No, there's more than goddamn 1%, my friend. Maybe where you're at.
Right.
Maybe where you're at.
But
here,
it only takes 3%.
I don't know what to tell you.
I've been to every state. You know, I petitioned. I know you don't like Ron Paul, but I petitioned in every state to get him on the ballot.
That's it, brother. You're hanging out with pussies. That's why everybody seems like a pussy to you.
I'm in general talking like Hastings.
Is there a bigger pussy than Ron Paul?
Have you ever heard of Hastings, Nebraska?
Yes, I've heard of Hastings, Nebraska. I've been
there. That's where Shotgun News comes from.
Mm-hmm.
I like a petition there. Now, you know, they don't like outsiders for nothing there. That's like...
You go to any truck stop in this country, you know, they're all carrying Bill of Rights lovers, man. That's 4 million people right there.
Yeah, nobody's going to convince me a different. There are 40 million people ready right now to blow the fuck out of these pricks. I guarantee it.
I'm ready.
And there's a lot more that are ready, and we're way past the top of the hour. You guys have taxed me today. You've overworked. Do I get paid overtime for this, by the way?
I got to do something for you, I promise.
All righty then. Anyways, guys, we are at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Hey.
And until then, like Charlie, keep confronting.
I really appreciate not having the porn on your website. Man, that, you know, that's cool.
Right on. Yeah. Did you see the guy that stepped up and made up the $109?
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
That's
what they were doing. They tried to filth. Try to make mix the truth with their filth and then their lies.
Exactly.
Like I said,
I would send people to your website and all they'd look at is porn. They said it's a cool website. I said no, you got the wrong thing.
No, that's why they've done it. To pretend that porn in the United States needs advertising is fucking ridiculous. Like I said yesterday,
they like your website, but not for what I want them to like it for.
Well, you
got a lot of friends out there, Henry, brother. Believe me, there's a lot of people with $109 in their pocket.
Oh, I know.
Charlie, cough it up, buddy.
I got to get off the air, guys. You guys have a great evening. That is The Word from the Trenches.